الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: هو الذي يحيي ويميت. وقال الله عز وجل: وأنه هو أضحى وأبكى، وأنه هو أمات وأحيا، وأنه خلق الزوجين الذكر والأنثى. وقال الله عز وجل: ألم يأن للذين في قلوبهم مرض، وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We praise, we glorify, we submit, and we surrender to the power, to the might, and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send peace and blessings and salutations upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, the one who came as a guide to purify our hearts and our minds and our actions, to show us the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, to take us back into the gardens of paradise. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our noble messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon his purified, noble and beautiful family, and the illustrious companions, and all of us who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My dear brothers, sisters, respected elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. Indeed, it is a blessing for us all to be gathered here today in the sacred home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah azza wa jal enable us to seize these opportunities, these lamhat, and maximize them to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to fulfill our destiny to worship and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to die only and solely in a state of Islam. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. This is the purpose of life, to live in a state of submission and to die in a state of submission to the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in the world, in the universe that we see, that we know and understand generally in pairs. We see that everything is combined with the opposite. We have happiness, and that is always coupled with sorrow. Khushi always is accompanied by ghami. We have pain, which is always comforted. We always coupled with comfort. As the Prophet, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Inna ma'al usri yusra, with hardship and difficulty, there is also a promise of ease. So with pain and suffering, there's also comfort and reassurance. With difficulty, there is ease. With health, there is also sickness. With strength, there is also weakness. And with hope, there is fear. And most importantly, with life, there's also and always a promise of death. This is the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as human beings, we can only truly appreciate the opposite when we ourselves are in one particular state. If there is always and only happiness in the world, nobody would appreciate the sorrow, the pain, and the difficulty that one needs to achieve in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious and beautiful and majestic Quran reminds us وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَى وَأَبْكَى, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes you laugh, i.e. is the one who gives you happiness. And how much happiness do we have as children when we see the smile upon our parents, when they embrace us, when they hug us, when we run towards them and they pick us up and they swing us, when they shower their love and mercy and compassion upon us, and they buy us things and they take care of us and they feed us and they clothe us and they do so much. This is part of that happiness, that laughter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَأَبْكَى. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who also, coupled with that happiness, that joy, gives you sorrow, gives you moments of weakness, gives you a moment of weakness where you weep as well, where you cry. And for those who have lost their parents, lost their father, lost their mother, lost their loved ones, they will truly appreciate this particular verse of the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 30, 40, 50, perhaps 60 years of happiness with our parents, with our grandparents, with our siblings, with our loved ones. And then we also feel that sadness and that sorrow and that weakness, that we see the tears in our eyes. But if you look at it comparatively, the happiness always overcomes the sorrow. Because the amount of khushi and happiness that you had in your life is incomparable to the amount of ghami that you had. Yes, this gham, this huzn, this pain, this suffering will stay with you in your heart, in the deep part of your heart, when you have lost somebody dear to you. But we as Muslims, we are people of positivity. We are mutafa'il people, people always who are optimistic. And we celebrate the goodness and we celebrate the happiness and we celebrate the life that our parents lived with us. This is how we need to be living our lives. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives and causes death, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives life. So in this particular verse of the Quran, if you look at the sequence, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here first mentions that I give you happiness, an abundant amount of happiness from the time that you are born, that you come into this world, the way that your mother cradles you and comforts you and protects you and nurtures you, the way that your father takes care of your hand and walks with you and clothes you and does so much for you. All of those years of happiness. But there will come a time when your father will leave your hand. There will come a time when your mother leaves your hand. But that will be one moment in comparison to the 40, 50, perhaps even longer years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with in general. Then in the second part of that verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who causes death. After that long life, after all of those moments of joy and happiness, then death will come to every single one of us, to our nearest and dearest, to our loved ones, to our parents. But the sequence of this ayah is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving some hope. He is giving you some comfort. He is giving you some reassurance. What is that? That yes, I will cause death. This is the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything that has been created will and shall taste death. But Allah here doesn't say, I gave life and then I give death. No, here in this verse He says, I cause death and then I give life again. Which is a hope to every single one of us that we shall be reunited with our loved ones. We shall be again with our mother. We shall be again with our father, with our loved ones, with our dear ones, as long as we continue in their legacy, as long as we continue to follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةٍ. That those who believe, who remain steadfast, who are patient with all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends their way, they will be reunited with their loved ones and with their family. That yes, this is a separation of bodies, where you are separated from your mother, you are separated from your father, you are separated from your spouse and your children, but this is a separation of the body, not a separation of the soul, not a separation of hearts and minds and faith. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will reunite you again. This separation is only temporary. But if you work in my way, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that you struggle and you strive in my way and you try to please me, then you will be reunited with the everlasting and you'll be reunited with those people that you have lost. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives us this beautiful story of everything in pairs, of life and death, of happiness, of sorrow, of strength and weakness and all of these things. But He reassures us that we will be reunited with those people. And for us to remember the legacy that they have left behind, remember the years and the lifetime that they have spent with us, and keep that alive rather than just keep the last few moments of their life alive and say they have passed away, they have passed on. But no, this is important for us to always be in a state of positivity, in a state of eagerness and yearning to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some insans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنْ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. That there are some people that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous to them and He favors them, then automatically we say that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us. How generous and how benevolent and how merciful has our Lord, our Creator been to us, that we have had our parents with us to guide us, to protect us in all of these years. And we indeed say in response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries that individual, restricts that individual and his provisions and his happiness and his joy, then how dare that individual, how dare I or you or anyone else say, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, that my Lord has humiliated me, that my Lord has taken this away from me. We do not have that right. We do not have that power for us to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that we are raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena. That we are radi, we are content, we are happy with whatever state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us in. When He gives us, we are grateful. And when He removes, we are still grateful and we are still patient with all of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these elements of good and bad, strength and weakness, hope and fear, and most importantly, life and death, all of these fluctuate and rotate with the passing of time. Good times are never there forever, but equally, most importantly, for those people who are grieving, for those people who are suffering, for those people who are struggling, remind yourself that bad times also will not last forever. They will also cease, and this circle of life, of good and bad, of happiness and sorrow, of pain and comfort and difficulty and ease, they will always rotate, and the bad times will never stay there forever. And remind yourselves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. That O mankind, every single one of you, we are all laboring towards, striving towards, struggling towards, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until we do not return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our life will be a perpetual and a constant struggle. Whether that struggle is of wealth, whether that struggle is of health, whether that struggle is of izzah and honor or fame or anything else. And more importantly, whether that struggle is when you lose someone close to you, that person, that guide, that person who nurtured you and protected you, in spite of all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you will have to struggle. Life is the name of struggling. And this is part and parcel of your challenge, of your design that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. But from the biggest challenges of life, the greatest and the most tangible loss that every single one of us can suffer is the loss of a mother, or especially the loss of a father. And for those people who go through this loss, who go through this suffering at that very point in time, those first few days, perhaps that week or even that month, it will feel like you have lost everything. The loss will be insurmountable. You will feel this empty, this dark void within your heart, within your mind. But even through all of that pain, even through all of that suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually strengthening you. We can't understand that or see that at that time because we are just focused on our immediate. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing through that suffering, through that loss, through that removal of that great ni'mah of a father or a mother, is strengthening you and comforting you and teaching you a very, very important lesson of the power, the might, and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is humbling you and your soul and your ego and your nafs, and saying, teaching you something, that indeed, كُلُّ مَنَ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will cease to exist, including your parents and your loved one. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will remain. The beauty and the majesty and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. So even in that grief, that suffering, that loss, there is so much for us to reflect upon and for us to learn about the power, the strength and the might, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to truly submit to the qada, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be truly patient with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends your way. We don't say these words just willy-nilly. We say this particular dua that, you know, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We don't truly reflect upon what this actually means, the depth of this particular verse, this ayah, the power of this particular verse, what we are actually trying to say, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually trying to teach us. And other verses of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that indeed the patient will be given their reward without an account. So these things are there for us to truly shake us, to truly wake us up, truly make us realize where true power, true control, true might is, and to humble us and to remove us from our delusion that we are living here in the dunya. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever Allah azza wa jal wants to do good to somebody, He afflicts them with trials and tribulations. We see those trials and tribulations as difficulties, as hardships in our lives, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing is purifying you and getting you closer to Allah and removing all of the dependencies that you have on people, of insan, on the dunya, and actually making you only dependent, solely dependent upon Him. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the believing men and the believing women will continue to experience trials in their lives with their children, with their wealth, until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without sin. So there is so much for us all to truly reflect upon, for us to truly understand and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we suffer a huge loss, an intimate loss, and a great loss, and for us to remind ourselves that indeed true power, true might and control is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to wake up from this life of delusion, from this life of heedlessness, because I'm back now and the world seems so pointless to me. But once we get back into the routine, everything will feel normal again. But all of these events, these moments are there to wake you up, to shake you up, to really make you realize, where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَزْهَبُونَ. Where are you going in your life? Because your father, your mother, your loved one has just returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other escape. That is where they have returned, and they have then taken anything with them. This is where they have gone. Where are you going in your life? This is the purpose of death. This is the reminder of death. And this is also there for us to learn that we assume that we are in control of our own life, of what we eat and what we consume and how we live, and also of our own fate. But little do we ever realize that we actually have no control over even the breath that we take, the steps that we take, or the things that we do. This is all by the izn and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until you do not surrender to that power, to that might, to that
majesty which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be wasting your life in trivial pursuits. We really need to make up and make sure and remember the wasiyah of وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in a state of submission, in a state of Islam. That means vis-a-vis that you have to live a life of Islam. Breathe Islam, eat Islam, walk Islam. So that when you go, what will happen? وَجَعَلْ لِلِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. That people remember you, that these were the people of Allah. These were the people who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who devoted their life in the pursuing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who tried to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who live their life for the world, today you will be on their status for one day, for 2 days, for 3 days, and that's it. You will be long forgotten. Or for a week or a month, you will be talked about, but that's it. But when you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will remember you, the Ahlul Ard will remember you as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you, and your place in the grave will be made of ease for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much barakah in your grave, and so much barakah in the hereafter, where you will be reunited with your family. So the life that we have is a precious life, is a precious gift. So the moments that you have with your siblings, with your spouse, with your partner, the moments that you have especially with your parents, cherish those, seize those, do not waste them, because you do not know when that moment will be taken away, when those loved ones, those who have nurtured you, protect you, taken care of you, given you everything that you have, when they will be taken away, how they will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of loss and suffering, as I mentioned at the beginning, is to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam lost his father before he even came into this dunya. Then he lost his mother at a very, very young age, 5 or 6 years of age. Then he lost his grandfather. Then he lost his uncle. And he lost his beloved wife. He lost so much. And he lost so many of his children, bar one. So much suffering came into his life. So much loss came into his life. But in spite of that, look at how the Prophet ﷺ lived his life. It did not weaken him. It did not make him miserable. It did not detach him from his reality, from the society. It did not throw him into the depths of depression. It did not prevent him from living. It did not prevent him from socializing or developing or helping others. He continued to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just live for yourself or live for others. This is the difference. When you live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will gain this inner strength to continue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this prime example, how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, in spite of all of this loss and suffering, he continued to draw strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he shared that love and that strength with his entire community. The realization that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had, the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he again would be reunited with his loved ones, with the Sahaba ikram, with his loved ones, with his family members. And this is the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as well, that those who strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will reunite them with their loved ones. Yes, this is a separation of the body, but it is not a separation of the heart or the soul. And this is something that we really need to understand. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand this beautiful message from the Quran and Sunnah, and cherish the moments that we have, and completely surrender ourselves and submit to the true power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.